Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge, extended broad and real. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge and the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You can connect with me in Business on the Edge at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our website, businessontheedge.biz, our new magazine informational page, website. Actually, you can get the magazine there as well, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, that's smallbusinessconcierge.biz, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, and motivation, inspiration, political views. They're out there on that website. Do a little bit of that virtual networking. It always works out well. If you're consistent with that, it's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known. Of course, out there, connect with our podcast on Podbean at ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com, iTunes, Google Play, and here, of course, our blog talk radio show, Business on the Edge, extended show from the AM 1220 KDOW show here in Silicon Valley. This show is raw and real. I really love the blog talk radio audience because you guys are kind of edgy. I'm on the edge, so you guys are kind of edgy, and I like that. So we can keep it a little bit more raw, a little bit more real, and a little bit in-your-face kind of content to really help you think about what you're not thinking about in your businesses and maybe even attitudes. There's a lot of crazy things going on around our country and our world, and we need to be attentive and really get involved in some of those things as well. As business owners and small business owners, we have a responsibility to our communities. You can also email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments, or if you're interested in connecting with our magazine, you can email at advertise@businessontheedge.biz, or if you just want to read it, go out to smallbusinessconcierge.biz and catch up on some of that reading out there. I'm going to talk to you today for a few moments about small businesses' best practices to access to capital. And that seems to be the challenge for most small businesses. Some facts. The fact is most small businesses start with less than $50,000, and that's a huge leap. Even if you're starting with $50,000, most small businesses are actually starting with the hurting capital that's in their pocket, or the financing that they have in their pocket. My first business that I ever started, and that was back in 2001, and I started with the money in my pocket. Enough to get started, enough to make sure that I could pay for my business tax license, my fictitious business name statement, and if we have some comments in the back from any of the my dog in the background, then just ignore them. So businesses don't start out with that. Maybe you're already in business and you need access to capital. You need money. How do you get that? And bankers will tell you, if you need money and you're desperate for it, you probably are not going to get it from them, or it's going to be very difficult for them to service you if you find yourself in some sort of financial conundrum. And but we'll get to that in a moment. About 12% of businesses start with $250,000 in capital. Now, when I was in business school, many, many moons ago, we were told $250,000 is what you need to, a minimum to start your business, a minimum to start your business. And so if you have that, you're doing good. It says, well, where do I get $250,000? Let's talk about that. Let's chew on that for just a moment. $250,000, do you have a home? You refinance? What does your credit line look like? You got a high credit score over 760. You have retirement that you could pull out a portion of that? And right now you're probably saying, no, 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 I don't want to do that. Yes, I have those, but no, 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 I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Small businesses, small business owners and entrepreneurs tend to say no to those sorts of things, but those are really actual viable ways to get your business off the ground. And the problem is whether or not you want to risk any of your retirement, if you want to risk taking out a second mortgage on your home or a third mortgage, depending on how some homes have two, a first and a second, and you might need a third. But, and I've written many, many business plans for small businesses, very, very robust business plans, about 30 pages. It's not going to be less than 30 pages if I'm writing your plan. And when we get to the financials and when we get to the accessing of capital, here's different parts of plans, your financials, but let's talk about the sales, for example. We can project your sales. If you're a new business, it's kind of nice because you haven't ruined anything yet in your business in terms of losses. You don't want any losses at the end of the year. Whatever you do not want losses, especially if you're going to need a loan. You're going to need money from a bank. It says, well, I don't need money from a bank right now. Well, you might in 2 years. You might in 3 years. If you're a brand new business, if you want a loan from a bank, you're really looking at a personal loan that you could, if everything looks good and you're a shiny star, you could get some funding to sink into a business as a personal loan to support your small business. A loan, you see these loans, is get a loan to start your business, right? Because banks do not give loans traditionally. They prefer not to give loans to you. If you're a brand new startup, you even if you have a great business plan, you have no track record. You have no past performance. The only past performance that you have is your personal. And they're going to look at that. And even if you have business past performance, they're going to look at your personal. They're going to look at where you're at, most banks. And they're going to look at your FICO score. What's your net worth? These are some of the things that you have to think about now. And the best time to think about getting access to capital is when you do not need it. Why? Because you can focus on positioning yourself in a way that when it comes, you know, maybe a year from now, maybe 2 years from now, you can leverage getting access to capital, even if you don't need it, to expand your business or to increase your marketing and your brand presence, brand awareness. And there's some comfortability for you to pay back. Small business administration loans, those are good loans. They're tough, though. They can be really payback side. I had one. I know from experience. We had a seven-year loan, and SBA loan, $150,000, and we were paying back $2,100 a month. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to pay back. Wouldn't you rather have it over the option to have it over 30 years? 15 years with your payback, monthly payback, a little less than $2,100 a month. Yeah. So what are some smart ways to get some funding? First and foremost, if you don't have one, do a business plan. Now, a business plan is not for just getting access to capital. You should have a business plan just because you want to operate your business in a logical, methodical, strategic manner. Okay. It's your roadmap to success, and it's ever changing. It's considered a live document. Adjust it. What's going on in the economy? Are we tanking? What's your exit strategy? But you want all of your information, and you want your market segmentation in it. You want your vision, you want your mission, you want your objectives. What are your top objectives over the next 3 to 5 years? All of this ties into best practices to access capital. Do your due diligence. And let me just say, for all of those out there that think that someone's going to give you money because you think you have the best idea since sliced bread, and they're just going to open up their wallets and give you money, it's unrealistic. I think I have more guys that think like this. Well, guys crack me up because oftentimes, and I've had this happen more often with guys than I have women who want to start a small business. Where's your business plan? Do you have a business plan? They say, oh, no, I have it all in my head. I've got this great idea. They're going to do this, and they're going to, you know, I'm going to walk into a bank, and the bank's going to, well, the bank's not going to do anything except show you the door. When you haven't done your work there, all you've done is wasted your time. And now they know you. Now you've shown them your face and that you're not even willing to sit down and think through your business, do a business plan, make sure that your personal finances are, you're not overextended in your debt to income ratio. Make sure that you're paying your bills. Make sure you're paying your credit cards. Don't miss. Don't get a 30-day late payment. Why? Because it's a monster to just get that thing off your credit. And all you have to do is pay. Maybe your payment was $25 and you missed it for some ridiculous reason. I've done it. So don't do it. You have to clean that stuff up. I'm not telling you things that I have not made myself even holding myself rather to the fire. You go through things in your lifespan. So in my early days, I made some mistakes. Learn from someone who knows. Here, now I'm here in Silicon Valley, number one small business radio personality. And on AM 1220 KDOW, you can certainly listen to that show on Friday nights live. I'm live. You can call into the show. That show is 800-516-1220. You can call in if you want to call into this show and get some of your questions on air with regards to access to capital. You dial 619-924-0951. Call in. But if you want someone else's money, do your due diligence. Do your due diligence. Get your plan done. Get it together. And if you don't need it, begin to prepare for it now when you don't need it. Put yourself in a great position. Your business, make sure you have set up a Dun's and Bradstreet number so they can watch your Paydex score. You want a Paydex score of 80. It's a very good Paydex score for your business. Don't use your Social Security number. Even if you're a self-employed sole proprietorship, get an EIN number. Make yourself look real. And please, please, please quit using Gmail, Yahoo accounts for your business. That's not serious. Banks are looking at even those little things. Pay for a real email address for your business. Put up a basic website. Let them know that you're serious about doing business. I'm not a fan of someone tells me their email address is whatever their business name at yahoo.com. I'm like, what the heck is that? Seriously? Get a business website. Get a business email. Make yourself look as professional. Cisco does not have a Gmail account. You're not emailing Cisco@gmail.com or gmail.net or all of the, come on. If you're not willing to invest and get off VistaPrint free cards, buy the card, spend the $20 and get VistaPrint off the back of your cards. Why? Because all you're doing is telling a lender that you're not willing to simply pay for business cards. You're not willing to pay for the basics, the website, email addresses. why should someone lend to you? I wouldn't lend to you. So, but other places that you can get money from, lending from, and you can start, a great place to start is Kiva. Kiva does these microloans, crowdfunding microloans. And what I like about Kiva and their crowdfunding and getting a microloan, before I get into that, let me answer some of these questions that I promised to answer on this show. Where do you get $250,000? We talked a little bit about that. There's several places. You could get it. You could put a second on your home if you have a home, retirement. If you have great credit, you're not getting $250,000 if you have not invested something in your own personal life. It's not going to happen, and then that has to look a certain way. But those are options. Crowdfunding is an option, but you need your act together. And so what happens when you start your business and your business needs a cash infusion? That's what I'm talking about. You prepare for it now, because if you need a cash infusion or you want to expand or you want to advance your marketing, advance your brand awareness, whatever, you want to buy more supplies, you want to, you know, maybe get a vehicle for your business, or whatever it is, prepare for it now. Make sure that your personal financial picture looks great, and make sure your small business financial picture looks great. Now, if it's a hot mess right now, fix it. Just start cleaning it up. If you need help with your credit being repaired and restored, well, I've got a contact for you here in Silicon Valley, FESExperts.com, with Ruth Vanderstein, who's the founder and CEO. Smart, smart, smart lady. I'll have to bring her here on the show. Smart, smart, smart lady. She knows tax strategies. She can support with capital gains, things like that. FESExperts.com. That's Financial Education Services. There's two out there. She's really a smaller agency who happens to have the same name of Financial Education Experts. But her website is F as in Frank, E as in Egg, S as in Sam, experts.com. If you're getting there, you're getting her. Great, great, great. They do great, great work. Great, great work. 10% of businesses use a business loan for startup capital. They have to look pretty darn good to get that $250,000. The other top sources are personal credit cards. I don't recommend them too much. Don't overuse them. Personal assets. I apologize about my dog in the background. He's kind of hacking all over things. It's kind of embarrassing. I'm just going to let him get through it for a while. Anyway, personal assets and business credit cards, all other sources like venture capital grants are used by fewer than 6% of businesses. But crowdfunding is really a good way and a great way to get some initial funding, financing. So Kiva.org, you can do a micro loan. They will assess your business and your startup. You can be a brand new startup, and you can get as much as $20,000 from them, and a very, very sweet payback plan. No interest over the next, 2 years to really pay them back. Not bad, not bad. But what I like about them is that if you're going to do a microloan for them and you're approved for some amount, say you might want $15,000, but you only get approved for $8,000. And that would be based on their assessing your situation. And they're going to look at whether or not you can handle that amount. And you might get what you want. It just really depends on how you look, what your financial picture looks like, right? But say you get the whole thing. The first thing they're going to have you do is they're going to take a portion of that and says, okay, your first raise needs to be within your own network and ecosystem. So you should have people around you that are willing to help you make that initial raise. And it could be $200, it could be $500, it could be whatever they're telling you that initial raise has to be. And if you raise that over over, it's like 10 to 12 days, then you will, what they'll do is put you on their public platform. This is kind of a closed race that you send links to your network to see whether or not you even have supporters in your own network. And if you can raise that, then that's fantastic. They put you on their open forum public, which has all of their lenders are seeing your information. I'm a lender, so I'll go through, and as I get paid back by entrepreneurs, I relend the money that we put into them to other small businesses. And so I could be potentially one of your lenders. So you want to look at creative ways of getting access to capital. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll start wrapping up that show.
Small business owners want access to cutting-edge, affordable workplace solutions. Small business owners want a resource to help build, connect, and sustain their business dream. The Bay Area's number one small business radio coach, Margaret Jackson, has just raised the bar. The Silicon Valley Small Business Concierge online and offline magazine is the place to be. Launching first quarter 2018 with cutting-edge content, the Small Business Science Lab, YE 2.0, STEAM, Women in Business Centerfold, Bridging the Gap, The Bottom Line, and the Small Business Concierge Guide, a sleek, rich turnkey magazine. Reserve your ad space in the quarterly Small Business Concierge Magazine as an advertiser, article contributor, and listing in the Small Business Concierge Guide. From small business service providers to small business owners, small business just got kicked up to the next level for 2018. Email the coach at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 408-357-0951 and add your organization's name to the Contact Magazine opportunity list.
We're back. We're back. Yes, the Small Business Concierge Magazine is awesome. That's actually our new, one of our new products, and we're actually unfolding it publicly. So go out there and get some reads. We do have information out there in our bottom line. Not all of the pages are filled, but it's really kind of fun unfolding it publicly so you can kind of learn about, like, there's an article out there, More, Better, Faster, by our editor-in-chief about starting a business and being more, being better, and being faster. And then money articles, the small business dilemma, to save or not to save. Is that really the question? You should be saving. Save something. It's smart to save something. So I don't have any money to save. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Save $5. Save, put it in a lockbox. Put it somewhere, and you're mass enough, then go open up an account that you're not going to access on a regular basis. Do something smart with your money. Save something. Don't spend all your money. So you can, again, connect with the Small Business Concierge Magazine at smallbusinessconcierge.biz and email me. Find out how you can become a concierge. And if you want to reach into Silicon Valley, then you want to be a concierge. And if you want to be an advertiser as well, connect with me. You can connect on my website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. You want to get connected to the Silicon Valley world, and you can do that through that magazine. So I only have about 6 minutes left, maybe 5 minutes left. Okay, let's wrap this up. Where do you get your money from? You need money to continue to function, to operate. What are you doing? Your operation, you can get operation financing, a common source of financing is from the owner or banks. ~53% of additional funding is from the owners of their last year of business. So if you're in business, owner's investment can be pretty substantial, with about 23% providing over $50,000 in funding in their company. You're going to spend some of your money. So just get used to that idea. So here's some statistical And this is from the Annual Survey of Entrepreneurs 2015 Census Bureau. This was released in July 2017 by the owner, okay? Less than $10,000. So you have anywhere from $10,000, and really in 2015, owners did above 15% of $10,000 or more investment in their businesses. About 12% did anywhere. This is their money, $50,000 of investment in their employer firms. And then about, let's say about 9% of 250% or more they invested in their business. Banks and financial institutions did about 3% less than $10,000. Owners got financing from a bank. They did about $10,000 to $49,999, about 10% of financing came from a bank, and then about 8%, $50,000 to $250,000, $249,999 rather, about 8% of financial institution lending. And then a little lower than that, maybe about 7%, according to the chart I'm looking at here, bar chart, 7%, $250,000 or more. So you can see the decline as the funding amount increases by family, friends, and employees. And when you're getting money from family and friends, make sure you're thinking about the relationship. Those are tough, not a good, healthy situation at Thanksgiving and Christmas. My family, friends, and employees, less than $10,000 and to $10,000 to $49,999, they actually rank at the same level. So about 3% of funding, less than $10,000, and then about 3%. And then $10,000 to $49,999, about 3%. And then $50,000 to $249,000 is about 2%. And then $250,000 or more is about 2%. So in any case, these are some places that you're getting financing from, okay? So when you're thinking about financing and getting access to capital, the best practices is to prepare, in a word, to prepare, and then begin to build and clean up any mess that you've made in your financial portfolio, whether it's personal or business. Clean it up. And if you need support cleaning it up, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and we'll get you some support and help with that. We're going to get out of here. And thank you for tuning in to the show today. And we will connect with you more on another day. Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.